friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and this is the place where exciting things happen. Well, yesterday we started learning about a very famous individual, often known as one of the faces of international news. And who might this person be? Exactly! None other but Betty Lou. Yes, she is an award-winning financial journalist, one-time television anchor, and an accomplished author. Well, today we are continuing the lesson called The Many Accomplishments of Betty Lou. So, of course, today we are going to continue discussing Lou's career path and, of course, the best and worst advice. So, friends, I know you have your magazines, but make sure they are open to today's lesson because it is time for us to begin. Let's go.
The Many Accomplishments of Betty Lou. Today, Lou is no longer the anchor of a morning news show, but she still appears on Bloomberg Television. She also has a blog, a regular podcast, a website called Radiate, and she has authored two books. College graduates often seek advice from Lou about the secret of her success. Fortunately, the financial advisor has plenty from years of interviewing CEOs, celebrities, and politicians. Best and worst advice. Lou shares advice on her website and in her latest book, Work Smarts, What CEOs Say You Need to Know to Get Ahead.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 radiate 这个动词 ,RADI 这个字根有辐射或光线的意思。所以 radiate 是指发光、发热或者是散发。例如 ,the sun radiates intense heat from its core and burns everything near it. 太阳从核心散发出高温烧尽所有靠近它的物体。radiate 也指散发或流露情感或一种气氛。例如 ,the expecting mom radiates the special glow of motherhood. 这位孕妇散发出一种特别的母性光辉。接下来我们看 smart, 这个复数型名词。smart 是指智慧或智力。例如 ,Bruce got street smarts from living in New York. Bruce 住在纽约所以学会了都市生存的智慧。或者是 Louise has the smarts to know what customers want even before they say it.Louis 有一种在客人开口之前就知道他们要什么的智慧。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, before we learn about some of her tips from that book, Work Smarts, let's learn more about Betty Lou's career path. What's the first thing we read here?
Well, we read, today Lou is no longer the anchor of a morning news show, but...She still appears on Bloomberg Television. So, she's not the anchor, but I guess maybe she still appears every so often.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she still has an influence there. She is still reaching people through Bloomberg Television. Well, hey, speaking of this word anchor.
Yes.
I believe Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Then let's go to the Info Cloud.
The two most common ways to become a citizen of a country is by right of blood and right of soil.
Right of blood means you inherit your citizenship through your parents. If your parents are Filipino, you also are Filipino, no matter where in the world you were born.
Right of soil, on the other hand, means you inherit your citizenship based on where you were born.At this time, there are about 30 countries in the world that grant automatic citizenship to babies born on their soil including Pakistan, Brazil, Malaysia, Canada, and the U.S.
Now, some young couples trying to create a brighter future for themselves will purposely travel to these right-of-soil countries to have their baby. Sometimes these babies are called anchor babies or passport babies.
The idea is after these babies grow up, they'll have an anchor or legal foothold in the country where they were born to help their parents and other family members obtain permanent resident status.
This has created something called birth tourism, which is now a controversial multi-million dollar industry. In the U.S., it's estimated that about 40,000 anchor babies are born each year.
一个新生儿的国籍是如何决定的? 这就要看国家, 有些国家是采 right of blood, 协同主义, 就是新生儿是以父母的国籍为标准来确定他的国籍。 另一种方法是 right of soil 属地主义， 也就是不论父母是哪一国人， 只要小孩子是出生在一个国家的领土内， 就自动得到那一国的国籍。 有许多的父母为了取得某一个采用属地主义国家的公民， 就去参加所谓的 birth tourism 生育旅行团， 前往那个国家生小孩。 生出来的小孩最近这几年有一个新的名词， anchor baby， anchor 就是船只停泊的时候所用的锚， 而 anchor baby 定锚婴儿是指由非法移民所生的小孩， 因为他出生在美国， 所以顺理成章的成为美国公民之后， 他的父母也就好像船只抛下锚一样的在美国也定居下来了。 这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys so much. Well, it is good to know the different meanings of these words, right? Now you know at least two of the meanings of the word anchor. Well, let's continue here. She also has a blog, Betty Lou has a blog, a weekly podcast, a website called Radiate, and she has authored two books. And before we move on and learn about one of those books, I'd like to share that mm-hmm. I have listened to her speak on her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Her podcast is called Radiate, and it's pretty cool. She interviews a lot of very successful people and finds out what makes them successful or learns maybe even from their mistakes. And they're very open about their lives and their journeys.
And I think it actually is really important to be open about certain things like that. But there was one thing she said that I thought was really, really good, speaking of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was basically saying that, I mean, it's okay to make mistakes. It's a good thing to make mistakes, and I actually agree with that, because if you make mistakes, you get up and you try again, that is the sign of someone who is truly successful. Anyway, so of course, Betty Lou, she has a blog, a weekly podcast, a website called Radiate, and she is the author of two books.
Okay, so college graduates often seek advice from Lou about the secret of her success. And I believe she has learned a lot from CEOs and other very successful people, and now she is willing to share it with others. We read, fortunately, the financial advisor has plenty from years of interviewing CEOs, celebrities, and politicians. And so in this next section, we're going to learn about what she has learned from these successful people.
And of course, this next section is called Best and Worst Advice. So I think we're going to learn some really good advice and probably some bad advice that she has learned. So we read, Lou shares advice on her website and in her latest book, Work Smarts, What CEOs Say You Need to Know to Get Ahead. There are several things that we want to talk about here, starting with work smarts. What on earth is a work smart, or what's that all about?
Well, yeah, it's a phrase that we don't see every day, but work smarts is referring to making the smartest decisions at work that you possibly can. Okay, so that is work smarts. Maybe you want a raise. and you need to know how to do that, how to ask for a raise. That is part of work smarts.
Ah, that's an excellent way of putting it. Now, I really like this word smart. Typically, when I think of the word smart, I think of someone who is very intelligent. They know the answers, like when you're in a class or they always know the answers. Yeah.
Ah, I know. Actually, Rebecca, there are several other kinds of smarts, right?
Right.
Well, one is street smarts and the other is book smarts. Now, which one are you talking? Are you talking about book smarts?
I'm talking about book smart, exactly.
Okay. So being book smart, that means you do very well in school. Maybe you study very hard and you understand what you're reading. Because sometimes people don't. It's very difficult to understand by reading something. But other people are book smart, okay? Mm-hmm. They know how to understand when they finished reading something for their class. And they do very well on their tests.
Exactly. Too. They're very intelligent. Now, there's another one that we'd like to talk about, and that is street smart. If you are street smart, that means that you know what's going on around you. You know the right words to use in the street. You know what's happening, what's going on.
That's right. And you know how to stay out of trouble as well. You know who to talk to and maybe who you shouldn't talk to. You know how to influence people wherever you go outside. And I have to say, just because you're street smart doesn't mean you're book smart. And just because you're book smart doesn't mean you will be smart in other areas as well, right?
Gabe, I think I'm book smart. You're street smart.
I don't know about that, Rebecca. I'm trying to improve in all of those areas. But friends, right now, it is time for us to take a break. We have more to learn, so stay
tuned. And welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Betty Lou. And of course, we've already learned so much about this very accomplished individual. We've learned that she was an anchor. She's authored two books. She has a podcast. She even has a website called Radiate. She has done and accomplished a lot in her life, but we still have more to learn about this individual. So I think it's time for us to get started with our next reading. Let's begin.
The Many Accomplishments of Betty Lou. Jeffrey Katzenberg, CEO of DreamWorks Animation, once told her the worst advice to give someone is to follow your passion. Lou agrees. Instead, she says people should 1. Look for what they enjoy. 2. Look for what people will pay them to do. 3. Look for something they do well. Then search until they find the intersection of those three things. While encouraging her readers to never give up, Lou quotes a famous commentator on society, Will Rogers. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Keep moving.
OK, 接下来我们看 intersection 这个名词 I-N-T-E-R 这个字根有中间的意思 S-E-C-T 这个字根有切断的意思 所以 intersection 在这里是指交集 例如 This documentary sits at the intersection of science and feeling 这部纪录片呈现了科学及感性的交集 intersection 也指交叉点 例如 The restaurant is located at the intersection of 2nd Avenue and Main Street. 这家餐厅位于第二大道跟主街的交叉口。最后我们看的是 commentator 这个名词，这个字一样有 comment 评论这个动词，所以 commentator 是指广播或电视中的解说员或评论员。例如 The football commentator used to be a famous coach. 这位足球赛解说员以前是位有名的教练。 或者是 this baseball commentator is well liked for his expertise and humor. 这位棒球奖评员以他的专业及风趣而受到观众的喜爱. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Well, let's get right into this section, learning about some of the best and worst advice that you will probably also be able to read about in her book, Work Smarts. We read here, Jeffrey Katzenberg, CEO of DreamWorks Animation, once told her the worst advice to give someone is to follow your passion. Friends, were you surprised to read that or to hear that just now? Now, that makes me think of a phrase that we use probably more often, and that is to follow your heart. Have you ever heard that, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say that to people?
I definitely do, and actually, I've had people tell me that before. I remember when I was in college, and I was trying to decide, what should I do? Mm-hmm. What should I study? What do I want to be when I graduate from college? What should I study in college? And I remember college professors telling me, Rebecca, just follow your heart. What is in your heart? What is it that you really want to do?
Yeah, and it could be good advice to follow your heart sometimes, but the quote in our lesson is, do not follow your passion, okay? Jeffrey Katzenberg thinks this is bad advice, and I actually found the full quote. I wanted to know why he thought this was bad advice. This is what he says. How about follow your skill? I believe every human being does something great. Follow that thing you're actually really good at, and that may become your passion. So maybe you shouldn't follow just what you're passionate about. Find what you're really good at, and actually, if you keep doing it, you will become passionate about that.
And that's an excellent point. And of course, we see here that Lou agrees that you shouldn't follow your passion, and says, instead, she says people should first look for what they enjoy, second, look for what people will pay them to do, and of course, third, look for something they do well. I do think that that is excellent advice. Well, anyway, we want to go ahead and jump to the very last sentence. It's actually a quote by Will Rogers, and it says, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So I guess you should just keep moving.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun quote. Don't just sit there. Keep moving, right? Well, hey, this reminds me of a quote or a phrase, and that is to walk all over somebody or to let somebody walk all over you. Maybe if you're not very strong-willed, then sometimes people will walk all over you and tell you what they want you to do, and you don't end up doing anything you want to do. You do what everybody else wants you to do. You let them walk all over you.
And if people walk all over you, sometimes they might treat you a bit unkindly. They might not even be nice to you, and then you don't end up doing the very things that you want to do. So I would encourage you not to let people walk all over you.
And I would also encourage you to keep moving, because it's time right now to sing
it
out.
Something you do well. Do you want to be employed? You want a job that pays the bills, but is it a job that you enjoy?
Friends, this song is very easy. The first line goes like this: is there something you do well? Do you have a special skill or talent?
And do you want to be employed? Do you want to have a boss? Someone telling you what to do?
You know, we all want a job that can help us to pay the bills, right?
Yeah, but is it a job that you enjoy?
That's
do you like it?
Yes, this is a good question.
Is it something that you do well? Do you want to be employed? Do you want a job that pays the bills? But is it a job that you enjoy? You may be on the right track, but don't just sit there. Keep moving.
Okay, sing it again. You sing with me. Band's going to start. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Is it something you do well?
Is it something you do well?
Do you want to be employed?
Do you want to be employed?
You want a job that pays
your
bills.
You want a job that pays the bills.
But is it the job that you enjoy?
Is it a job that you enjoy?
Is it something you do well? You want a job that pays the bills, but is it a job that you enjoy? Is it a job that you enjoy?
One more time.
Is it a job that lets you sing it out?
Too bad you no longer anchor the morning news. But I still appear on Bloomberg Television, and I have a blog. I listen to your weekly podcast and love your website called Radiate.
Thank you.
And I've read all your books, both of them.
Wow, you must be a big fan.
I am. That's why I'm seeking your advice.
As a financial advisor, I have plenty. I've been interviewing CEOs, celebrities, and politicians for years.
So tell me, how can I get ahead?
Read my latest book, Work Smart.
I've read it 3 times already.
And what does Jeffrey Katzenberg say is the worst advice to give someone?
Follow your passion.
That's right. He says that's bad, and I agree.
What should I do instead?
Look for what you enjoy.
Well, that's easy.
Look for what people will pay you to do.
That's more difficult.
And look for something you do well.
And then?
Find the intersection of those 3 things.
Okay, I'll try.
And never give up. Always keep moving.
Okay, I'll keep moving.
Now, excuse me, I need to get moving.
I understand.
All right, well, friends, we are out of time. However, I suggest you go on YouTube, type in Betty Lou, CEOs on Career Success. There's a nice short video that has great advice.
And that's great advice, Gabe. And friends, make sure you join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.